Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chalmechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today we are in Sefer Tehillim, and we are going to begin Mizmor Pei. Mizmor Pei is going to be dedicated, according to Rosham Shofar Hirsch, to the generations of Jews in Galus who called out to Hashem to end the agony of the Galus, and their suffering is described in different levels of the intensity over here. For the Shoshanim, this is going to be a testimony of Asaph. That is to say that this one was composed by the people in the Sanhedrin who studied the Edus of the Torah. And we'll start over here first with the Galus of the Ten Shvatim. Roe Yisrael Hazina. The Asaf comes along over here and speaks of the Aseres HaShvatim who were led by Ephraim. So the shepherd of Am Yisrael, please hear. Noe Katzon Yosef, you who lead Yosef like a flock. In other words, the Gemara in Yuma stresses that the existence of Am Yisrael and Galus surrounded by the Zion Amamin is an incredible, miraculous issue. We are like a lost sheep hovered by and hounded by a pack of vicious wolves. And so we must have some major shepherd. And who is that? It's the Noe Katzon Yosef. It must be the supreme shepherd, namely Hashem. Since Yosef provided for the brothers when they were in Mitzrayim, those who survive because of Yosef can be called Katzon Yosef. And specifically, the Aseres HaShvatim, they're called Yosef. They were primarily led by Ephraim in these situations. Yosef, Kruvim Hofia, he who is among, who is, is on top, who sits on top of the Kruvim, he should appear. Lifnei Ephraim Ubinyamin Menashe, Orura Eskvurasecha, in front of Ephraim and Binyamin, Menashe and other Shvatim, show your strength, Ulachali Shuasalanu, and come and save us, right? Elokim Hashivenu, Hashem, please return us. When the Aseres HaShvatim address Hashem with Elokim, he explains that the Shvatim had become so assimilated, and they stopped to relate to Hashem as Jews who can relate as the nation of the of being the chosen nation of the Am HaNivchar, and still they still had it became so human beings who could appeal to Hashem. Since the Shvatim had been victims of injustice, they turned to Hashem and cry out for him for justice. And so they say, Elokim Hashivenu, says Rav Hirsch, Ver panechem nivashaya, and set your face shine on us. When you're angry, you hide from us. Reveal yourself, says the Radak, so that we can turn around and find our loving Father under those circumstances. Elokim, Hashem Elokim Tzivakos, Hashem, the God of legions. And now we start describing, according to Rav Hirsch, the period of Galus Bavel. And so again, Am Yisrael had been exiled because of the Avodah Zarah. They did tshuva for their situation, and they therefore use Shem Hashem in this situation. Ad Masai Ashanta Betfilas Amecha, how long are you going to smoke at the tefilos of your nation? When Hashem's angry, Ava Asham Diapo, it's like he's got smoke coming out of his nostrils. It seems as if there's smoke that bars the ability of our tefilos to be brought forward, says the Ben Ezra. Hachaltim Lechem Dima, you gave us the bread of tears. When Am Yisrael is in Galus, they get sustained because the nations of the world look at us differently, and it causes us to be brought to tears. V'atashkemo b'dimaos shalish, you made them drink the tears in great measure. T'simenu madon l'shcheinenu, v'avinu yilag ulamo, you made us a source of strife for our neighbors. All the nations quarrel with us. They fight with us without any reason. But Ivenu Yilag Ulamo, our enemies make fun. They say, look, your God has no purpose. There's no benefit for us. Right? In that situation, Elokim Tzvakos HaShivenu, and so therefore, Hashem, please take us back. We have to stop. And with this, we close out our desire and our plea for Galus from the Galus Bavel. And so, and we ask Hashem to look at us. So far we talk about the galus of the Aseret HaShvat. And we talked about the galus of the galus Babel, and now we move on to discuss a different galus, the galus that we're in right now, otherwise identified as galus Romi. And so Gever Mitzrayim Tasiya, a vine came out of Mitzrayim. We talk about this contrast. We talk in order to talk about this galus, we contrast it with Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we had a journey that came out to garish goyim batitoeha, and Hashem, you got nations out of the land, and then you implanted this vine into Eretz Yisrael. Penisa lifa, now you cleared a space. No one in Canaan stood up to you in that point in time, says the Radak. And so you gave room for Am Yisrael to flourish. Vatashri shrasha, and it struck down roots. Batimalei aretz, and it filled the land. Right? Kasu arim tzila, they covered the mountains with shadow. In other words, Am Yisrael, like a lush vine, the fruit of the vine left in Mitzrayim grew until it covered the mountains, says the Malbim. Vanafel arze kel, and the branches became this tremendous amount of cedars. Torah scholarship flourished, and the people became big experts. Teshalach kitzirah neyam, it stretched all the way out. The settlements went all the way throughout the length of the land from Yamsuf to the Yam Plishtim. Be'al Nahar Yam Kosea, and to the river there were shoots. The settlements went all along the width of the land from Midbar Yehuda into the to the Euphrates River. Salama Peratzta Gedeiraha, why did you breach the fences at that suddenly? It sounds like you got rid of your Shechina, and we were at the mercy of Bavel, of Madai, of Yavan, and of Rome. The Arua Kovrei Darech, so that everyone who came by could go pluck the fruit. Everyone comes through and they just plunder us. Yechar Semena, Chazir Miyar. The pig of the forest ravages it. The Gemara identifies Esav as that Chazir. He likes to show off his split hooves. And this is a reference to the Galus Romi, Yechar Semena, Chazir Miyar, Beziz Shakai, Sadai Yirena. And the prowlers of the fields feed on it. In other words, the enemy is like a bird of prey. It's on the move to look. And this is what it did over here as well. Elokim tzvakos shumna. So, habit mishamayim ureuf kod gefen zo. So Hashem, please return and look down from Shemayim and take care of this vine. Bechano ashonata yumincha. Try to remember that vine that you supported and you planted with your right hand. And try to remember Hashem, the son that you strengthened for yourself. Just like the vine spread and grew, and it became necessary to prop it up with a more elaborate structure called a bana binyan, right? It was consumed and cut down. Look at that fate. For your son, we can't find the trace of a Meshichus. Quite the opposite. We see a nation that's burnt and shafted. Garas panecha yovedu, before your angry shout, they tend to perish. Tiyatcha al ishi minecha, right? Let your strong hand rest on the man at your right. This is a call for punishment at Esav, al ben adam imatzalach, upon the son of man that you strengthened for yourself. This also refers to Esav, who got the bracha from Yitzchak, right? Now we're begging Hashem to go back after Esav. Then we won't draw back from you. We won't leave you. Cry, save us, and we'll use your name. Hashem Elokim Tzvakos Hashivenu. Hashem, bring us back. Hashem, please show your light onto us, and we'll be saved. And with that, the capital closes with that lesson. The gloom of the galus will never extinguish the light and the glow of Torah, that which serves as the basis of connection that we have with Hashem. We will never allow that to happen. Torah will never be forgotten. Kilosi shachach mi pizaro, and we will be among them who will never forget. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.